We're back here on the News 1490 Morning Report. I'm Jason Zenzaleta. My guest is Laura Douglas, spokesperson for the Interstate 17 Improvement Project. So, Laura, I imagine with all the work that has been done, but all the work yet to go, because we're talking about at least another 2 years here, there's still quite a bit of blasting and other heavy work that has to be done, particularly on the hill. And that means that there are restrictions typically overnight, I suppose, but how has that worked out and how is that continuing during this project?
When we talk about any restrictions that occur, those are during the overnight hours from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. When we talk about blasting, that occurs from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., and that's a full closure in both directions in order to keep not only our crews safe, but also the driving public safe. We have made significant progress in the blasting operations this year. 2023 has been devoted to a lot of earthwork and excavation and blasting. And so the project recently hit a major milestone when we completed blasting in that northern segment between Coldwater Road and Sunset Point. And so what that involved over 6 months is about 42 blasts to, again, move all of that rock and debris. And that's a lot. That we're talking about hundreds of thousands of rock and debris that's moved. And all of that goes back into the project. So that rock is moved, it's crushed, and it will be used as part of the paving process and to make way for those new lanes, not only the widening, but also the flex lanes.
Okay. And as work goes on, we know that from the beginning, the entire project has been worked on all at once, the whole 23 miles, although there was some thought about splitting up the projects at first and things like that. So we can see, obviously, it's a little bit easier to do flat land, you know, between Anthem and Black Canyon City than it is to do the flex lanes. So if those lanes, for example, are completed first, will they be open to the public when they're ready, or will that wait for the entire project to be finished?
The new lanes between Anthem Way and Black Canyon City, 15 miles, are expected to open first. And we are starting the preps for the paving process. And that is a process. That's a process that's going to continue on into 2024. And you think of it as a layer cake. Paving requires about four layers in all, and you have to work within weather conditions and appropriate temperatures. So we are just beginning the paving process in that area. But again, it is going to be something that lasts over the course of several months. So we're talking about opening those lanes. Right now it's looking like 2024 for that 15 miles of new lanes, the widening in both directions. When we talk about the flex lanes, those will open at the end. Those are scheduled to open in 2025.
Okay, very good. And in general, I think, has the public reacted to all of this fairly well? Because I know that speeds are reduced in some areas, if not the entire construction zone. There's been lane closures at night. Has the traffic been handled okay, and have people kind of adjusted and adapted to this new situation?
I do think the public has been extremely helpful and patient as this project has moved along over, well, it's going on about a year now. I think they've gotten used to the restrictions in those overnight hours. And again, we really try to make sure that that occurs in the least impactful times when people are traveling. But people are excited about this project. It's something that has been planned and something that is needed in order to reduce congestion and add to safety and move traffic more efficiently, especially in an area that gets bottlenecked. But we, of course, do want the public to still help us out by obeying that reduced speed limit, which is now 65 miles per hour throughout the entire corridor. And again, to just watch for construction personnel and equipment, to obey the speeds and to pay attention, and everybody will get to where they are going safely, including our highway workers.
Okay, very good. Well, Laura, that's all the time we have here on the Morning Report. I want to thank you for your time, and we'll be checking in with you again very soon.
That sounds great. Thank you.